The most surprising thing at the Golden Globe Awards last night was probably Ben Affleck's win for Best Director and Best Picture for Argo. He's not even nominated in the directing category for the Oscars. But one of the most perplexing moments for many was Jodie Foster's speech upon accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. She may have announced her retirement from acting. She did allude to her mother's struggle with dementia. And she came out of the closet, although, as she would put it, she came out again.
I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age, in those very quaint days when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted friends and family, co-workers, and then gradually, proudly, to everyone who knew her, to everyone she actually met. But now, apparently, I'm told that every celebrity is expected to honor the details of their private life with a press conference, a fragrance, and a primetime reality show.
Well, actor Zach Braff of Scrubs fame tweeted, "Jodie Foster's seizure/speech was moving. Girls star and writer Lena Dunham loved it." Mike Signorelli of the Michelangelo Signorelli Show on Sirius XM Radio and also editor-at-large of Huffington Post Gay Voices also has an opinion. He joins us now. And, Mike, there are people who maybe thought Jodie Foster was gay, people who never knew could care less, but you remind us that, you know, maybe part of her defensive tone last night might have had something to do with a fight within the gay community between activists and Jodie Foster. Remind us of that. You wrote about it today.
Well, she's been under pressure to come out as gay probably for 30 years now, going back to the 80s when activists really at the pivotal time in the AIDS epidemic, seeking visibility, seeking action, seeking people to speak up. A lot of radical activism at the time, and activists were urging her to come out. They put up posters in cities across the country urging closeted celebrities to come out under the absolutely queer tag, right, taking off on the Absolute Vodka ads. She was under attack as well for the film Silence of the Lambs, because the killer was portrayed as gay or transgender, and people were saying, what responsibility does a gay actor have? And so it's come up, and she always refused to talk about it.
And, Willen, you are one who is now happy she did so publicly last night. You tweeted after the speech, "We won big. Activists, the LGBT community, and the closet lost." But, you know, there are people who are saying, and we're looking at a lot of tweets on our Facebook page, you know, being gay isn't easy, even in today's more progressive climate. Why is it that somebody, just because they're public, has to come out very publicly? As she said, she's come out to friends. She's donated to causes in the past. It's not like it's not a secret. So why is it so important to you that she did this very public thing?
Well, she did keep it a secret. And, you know, she said she came out to friends, but she didn't come out publicly. She didn't tell her public who she is and what she's about, and that sends a message of invisibility to the community at large, and certainly doesn't give any visibility to so many young LGBT people. And, you know, the defensiveness there was all about how, you know, and I thought it was clearly she was angry, and she kind of was taking it out on some of the people who've come out before her, saying, "I don't do reality shows. I don't, you know, do this or that." Is she talking about, I don't know, Ricky Martin or Ellen or any of these others who went public? It really was sort of being the last one at the party and kind of taking a stab at the people who've done it before.
But just briefly, is it different? And we only have about a minute here, but is it different if you're an actress? You have to be able to portray a lot of different things. And if someone has a fixed notion of you, maybe that doesn't work. Maybe it's better to be sort of amorphous.
Well, I think that's changing. Certainly, there are so many actors and actresses now who are openly gay, who play all kinds of roles, straight and gay as well. And, you know, being gay itself is no longer seen, certainly by a younger generation, as this private thing. I think we're seeing here a clash of cultures and a clash of generations where younger people are saying, this is a part of you, and just if you're a black actor or you're a woman or, you know, there are certain things about you that are going to be known, and certain roles you can take and certain roles you can't.
So Mike Signorelli of the Michelangelo Signorelli Show on Sirius XM Radio, one of the activists happy at Jodie Foster's speech last night, despite its apparent discomfort. We'll link you to his blog post at hearandnow.org. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Quick break. Back in 30 seconds. Here and Now.